Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Thursday, April 25. In today's episode, Election Commission notices against Rahul Gandhi and PM Modi. The Supreme Court discusses whether privately owned property can become community property. Updates on phase 2 of Lok Sabha elections and Egypt warns Israel against Rafah invasion. First up, in the second phase of Lok Sabha elections slated tomorrow, upwards of 16 crore 72 lakh voters will decide the fate of 1,202 candidates vying for 88 seats across 13 states and union territories. In the massive batch of nearly 1,200 candidates, there are only 101 women candidates across 13 states. Of the states voting tomorrow, the BJP governs Assam, Manipur, Tripura, Uttar Pradesh, Rajasthan, Madhya Pradesh and Chhattisgarh. And the NDA governs Bihar and Maharashtra. While Kerala is governed by a left-wing alliance led by the CPIM and West Bengal is ruled by Trinamool. The big faces being tested tomorrow include Rahul Gandhi, Shashi Tharoor, K.C. Venugopal, Bhupesh Baghel from Congress, Hema Malini, Om Birla, Anil K. Antony, Arun Govil, Tejaswi Surya, Rajiv Chandrasekhar from BJP and Prakash Ambedkar from Vanchit Bahujan Aghadi. The stakes are high for a few states. First, Karnataka, where BJP won 25 seats, and Kerala, where BJP won 0 seats in 2019. And in Bihar, NDA alliance won 39 of the 40 seats, while the Mahagathbandhan of Congress, RJD and others had a dismal score of 1 seat. Tomorrow, the state will vote on 5 seats. In the first phase of Lok Sabha 2024 on April 19, the voter turnout stood at around 66%. A drop from the 2019 first phase with 69.5% voter turnout, while the second phase voter turnout in 2019 was 69.4%. In 2019, Congress-led alliances won 23 of the 88 seats polling tomorrow, while BJP-led NDA won 62. And next, taking cognizance of hate speech and divisive speech allegations against the BJP and Congress by one another, the Election Commission of India issued a notice to the parties seeking their response by April 29. In the first case, the Congress, CPIM and CPIML raised the issue of alleged hate speech and model code of conduct violations against the Bharatiya Janata Party, naming PM Modi in their complaints for his Congress will give away people's money, women's Mangalsutra to infiltrators and allegedly calling Muslims those with more children. In a two-page statement issued this morning, the ECI declared star campaigners, which Prime Minister Modi and Rahul Gandhi have been listed as, are expected to contribute to a higher quality of discourse, which sometimes gets distorted in the heat of the contest at the local level. The ECI notice addressed to BJP President JP Nadda, accessed by NDTV, says, quote, "The Commission has sought to make political parties more accountable, transparent and democratic in their functioning, and is of the view that political parties will have to take primary and increasing responsibility for the conduct of their candidates in general and star campaigners in particular," unquote. Meanwhile, the Bharatiya Janata Party complained to the Commission against Rahul Gandhi for divisive speeches, separating the country on the basis of language and religion. Campaigning in Kerala's Kottayam, Mr. Gandhi claimed BJP wants one nation, one language and would prohibit people from using their own languages. The content of the notice is almost identical to the BJP notice, and party president Mallikarjun Kharge has been asked to respond. Effectively, as poll panel sources told NDTV, the onus is now on Mr. Nadda and Mr. Kharge to rein in their lead voices. Congress spokesperson Pooja Tripathi said this notice is not satisfactory. Quote, "One person is downright communal and taking political discourse to an all-time low. Why is a similar notice being sent to both people like a neutral bystander? Did Mr. Gandhi say similar things? The country is saying a prime minister should not say such things. And then JP Nadda has to answer? Gone are the days of TN session," unquote. Notably, in past instances of model code of conduct violations, such as Supriya Srinath and Randeep Surjewala, who were directly served a notice, this time the commission has asked the party president to respond. Congress comms boss Jairam Ramesh took a jab at the poll panel, calling them super cautious when it comes to the PM and super cautious when it comes to the HM, which is Home Minister Amit Shah, unquote. In other Lok Sabha news, Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee alleged BJP has bought the High Court, BSF, NIA and added, quote, "I still have hope for justice from the Supreme Court," unquote. Angered by Calcutta High Court's decision to scrap 25,000 jobs tendered under the alleged teacher recruitment scam, she said, quote, "Not one vote for the BJP or CPM or Congress, not from teachers, not from any government worker," unquote. Meanwhile, in Uttar Pradesh, Samajwadi chief Akhilesh Yadav has filed his Lok Sabha nomination from Kannauj after months of claiming that he shall not contest this year and only serve towards the campaign. And the latest entry to BJP is Bihar YouTuber Manish Kashyap, who was arrested last year for alleged fake videos claiming attacks on Bihari migrants in Tamil Nadu. The Bihar YouTuber joined the party in the presence of party's Delhi MP Manoj Tiwari. He said, and I quote, "Yesterday we came from Bihar to Delhi with Manoj Tiwari. It was because of them, Manoj Tiwari and BJP, that I could come out of jail. So I have joined the Bharatiya Janata Party," unquote. And next, a 9-judge bench of the Supreme Court, led by Chief Justice of India D.Y. Chandrachud, is looking into a 3-decade-old case to decide whether privately owned property can be considered material resources of the community and taken over by the state. Though listed a while ago, the hearing comes in today's political landscape with Bharatiya Janata Party's allegation that Congress wants to redistribute private property, a claim debunked by the Congress party. The case before the Supreme Court today dates back to 1986, when the Maharashtra government amended the Maharashtra Housing and Area Development Act 1976, allowing the Mumbai Building Repair and Reconstruction Board to acquire certain cessed properties for restoration purposes if 70% residents consented. The amendment cited Article 39B of the Constitution, which says, quote, "The ownership and control of the material resources of the community are so distributed as best to serve the common good," unquote. In today's hearing, Chief Justice of India D.Y. Chandrachud said, "Pure capitalist view of property is exclusivity. My pen is just my pen. Pure extreme socialist view of property is polar opposite. A concept of commonality, nothing is exclusive to the individual, all property is common to the community." He said, and I quote, "India's directive principle of state policy are in line with the Gandhian ethos and ideology." What is that ethos? Our ethos regards property that is held in trust. We don't go as far as to adopt a socialistic model that there is no private property at all. Of course, there is private property," unquote. The hearing is to continue. Breaking from breaking news, can humans spontaneously create alcohol in the body? A brewery worker in Belgium gets stopped by cops while driving. His breath test reveals alcohol levels 4 times higher than permissible limits. Yet he asserts he is sober and not violating any rules, and now even the court has set him free. Why? The man has something called auto-brewery syndrome, a bizarre disorder in which the body turns sugary and starchy food into alcohol by the innate bacteria or fungi in the gut, causing symptoms similar to that of a drunk person. Though legally the person can go scot-free as he did not actually consume beer, experts believe the lack of coordination and other drunken effects of ABS are often identical to ingesting equal amounts of alcohol. Now back to news. And next, Israel on Wednesday said it was moving ahead with its planned operation in the southern Gaza city of Rafah to target Hamas, drawing a stern warning from neighbor Egypt. Israel claims 4 Hamas battalions are encamped inside Rafah. Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi said that any military operations in Rafah would have catastrophic consequences on the humanitarian situation in the sector and on regional peace and security. Rafah touches the Egyptian border and is a temporary shelter for more than 1 million Palestinian refugees displaced in the Israel-Gaza war. Gaza officials say that more than 34,000 people have been killed in Israel's military campaign, with thousands of bodies found buried under rubble. Though a majority of Israeli troops have left Gaza, the horrors are still unreeling. Earlier this week, the United Nations called for a clear, transparent and credible investigation of mass graves uncovered at 2 major hospitals in the war-torn Gaza that were raided by Israeli troops. UN spokesperson Stephanie Dujarric told reporters that journalists need to be able to work safely in Gaza to report on facts. Earlier Tuesday, UN Human Rights Chief Volker Turk was horrified by the destruction of the Shifa Medical Center in Gaza City and Nasser Hospital in the southern city of Khan Yunis, as well as the reported discovery of mass graves in and around the facilities after the Israelis left, according to news agency AP. First responders claimed some patients still had catheters attached, some had clothes removed, some doctors in medical scrubs were found handcuffed in the graves. Quote, hospitals are entitled to a very special protection against international humanitarian law and the intentional killing of civilians, detainees, and others who are hors de combat or incapable of engaging in combat is a war crime, Turk said. In their defense, the Israeli military said its forces exhumed bodies that Palestinians had buried earlier, reports of which need to be verified. And lastly, the results for JEE mains exams are here, and Gajare Neel Krish Nirmal Kumar and Dakshi Sanjay Mishra from Maharashtra secured All India Rank 1 and 2 respectively. Neel Krishna, the son of a Vidarbha region farmer, beat multiple challenges and financial constraints and managed to score a perfect 300 out of 300 in the JEE main exam. He had previously secured a 100 percentile score and a perfect 300 out of 300 in JEE main January. In a YouTube video, Neel Krishna revealed his aspirations to pursue research in physics, which motivated his focus on JEE. Adding, he loves South Indian movies and believes archery helps with his concentration. That's all for today. You were listening to The News with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to The News with NDTV on Apple, Spotify and the NDTV News app. This is your host Anviti, signing off.